what would you say would be the group's biggest impact, I guess, in reflection?
Well, I hope, I don't know what it truly, I mean, I think it's very hard to say what it was. Because if you were involved in it, you saw it in a different way than a community would see it. And I'm not sure, there's a lot of it, been a lot of attention paid to this part of Denton's history lately. I'd say, and when I say lately, I mean in the last, let's say, 5-10 years. But I'm not sure that, except for encouraging each other to participate in the city affairs, which I think it did have a big impact in encouraging certain people to take a part in city politics. I'm not sure exactly what impact it had. I know that the women from Interracial Fellowship are still involved in Denton Christian Preschool, in Fred Moore Nursery, and things like that. And I guess that that would be the biggest impact probably in the city. But I do think that the Interracial Fellowship had a lot to do with the first women of either race that were elected to the city council, for example, or to the school board.
And what way would you say?
Well, actually the encouragement of each other, encouraging people to take, to be willing to speak up and to give your time that way. Quite a few, both black and white women, were involved early on in some of the different groups that the council would have, like on the library board or something like that. And I think that in instances of both races, that this, having been together, that it encouraged women, to the women involved, to participate in things like this and like that, not this. Other than that, I don't know what you would say. But how would a group know if anybody's noticing what you do? I think that's a really hard, it's easy to say that the group had more influence than it did. And I think it had a lot of influence through the women who took an active role in the city. And I know some of the women then took an active role in some organizations within church groups that would have been certainly an aerial impact, but probably, I know of a few. Again, Eileen Brock would be one. Lenny McAdams would be one, that were on the boards of national groups at one time or other.
Do you think that it was unique that the fellowship was an all or majority women's group?
Oh, I do think it was unique. And I'm interested, I've seen it a little bit from another viewpoint. When my daughter was in graduate school in North Carolina, one of her classmates came to her and said, "Is your mother Pat Gully?" And she said, "Well, yes, why?" And she said, "Well, I'm doing a study of something or other." And she said, "I've been using the oral history archives about this. And there's one of them that's her." And I got to thinking about it and I thought, this must be your mother. So that was a very interesting connection. And my daughter tells me that since then she's heard other people comment on the impact of the Denton Interracial Fellowship. My granddaughter, who really knew nothing about this for some unknown reason, I don't know why, but just this past year mentioned this to me and said, I didn't know anything about this. Tell me about it. And I told her a little bit about it. And then maybe a month ago, she said, if I come home some weekend and bring a friend, could she interview you? Because she has come across this in something she's doing. So it's kind of interesting to know how this, and I wouldn't be the only one that would have this experience. I bet other people's children somehow or other have been introduced in some way.
Do you think this is further case of just how, I guess, remarkable or unique the fellowship was?
I think this is very true. I think it must be a fairly unique thing. And I don't know that any of us really recognized it at the time.